Hare Krishna Bhakta Richard, I received your message on Facebook. It's quite old, 23, it's almost 1 month. But as you know, I moved from San Antonio in Texas to San Juan in Puerto Rico. Just yesterday, they finally connected me again on the internet after some time. So now I'm active, and you are the second one that I am answering. So your letter of June 23rd says, so first of all, you are saying that you have no computer now. You are a little worried. You say, I'm worried because I cannot listen to Prabhupada's lectures on the computer like I was doing before. I can use the computer at the public library from time to time, but it is not the same as before when I had my own computer. My answer, so what is your computer? What happened to your computer? You say, then I could listen to Prabhupada's lecture whenever I wanted to. So I've been a little concerned. I also cannot speak to my devotee friends on Facebook that much. It will be some time before I will have enough money to purchase another computer. My answer is that yes, try to get money for another computer, because right now, as you don't live close to the temple, internet is your association, is the way you can stay connected to the devotees and listen to Prabhupada's lectures and talk to devotees, etc. So please get as soon as possible a computer. You say, I wanted to ask you, is there anything that you can tell me to relieve my anxiety about me not having a computer for a while? Can you tell me something that will give some closure about not having a computer for a while? Well, first of all, get the books. Books do not need a computer. Books do not need internet. So I'm totally sure you have books. You must have books. So if you read, and then you will feel a lot of relief. Read Srila Prabhupada books and chant your rounds, 16 rounds every day. Then you will see that your anxiety will be relieved. And as you say in a previous email, that you are trying to arrange in such a way that... okay, another June 20th, you say, the good news is that I will be moving out to the old house I was living in. I just need to find a house closer to the temple now. Oh, you say that the audio is not working on this computer. Well, okay. So anyway, the good news is that you are moving out from that house. You had a lot of problems with your landlord and the person you are living with. Try to get a private room, if not a small apartment, but close to the temple. You cannot calculate the importance of being close to a temple and go every morning to the temple, chanting your rounds and Mangalartik, and stay with the devotees and do service as much as possible. This is very important. So now, you are saying something about lust. You say, I think I might already know the answer, but just to make sure, I wanted to ask you. I wanted to know if lust is applicable to all material things. For example, I used to think that lust only referred to having a strong desire for sense gratification, but now I want to know if lust applies to other things. For example, I used to think the last only referred, that's already read it. For example, I have a strong lust for money. I know that it is not good to have this lust, and I want to do away with it. But I wanted to ask you, does lust also apply to really wanting to have a lot of money? I know that lust is my enemy, and I want to get rid of all my lust. But I have to be honest, I do obsess about money a lot. The reason I obsess about having a lot of money is because I have been homeless so many times in the past. And even now, I do not know where I will live in the next month. So I always fantasize of having about $100 million. Then I could buy my own house, and I would have enough money to last me for the rest of my life. But I realize that I'm always craving a lot of money. And I think this is lust. If it is lust, that it will lead to anger. If it is lust, then it will lead to anger. I definitely do not want that to happen. So I just wanted to ask you if having a strong desire for a lot of money is considered lust. Please explain this to me if you can. Thank you very much for all of your help. I always appreciate your servant, Dr. Richard. Certainly, lust does not refer only to sex. Lust, in general, is considered attachment for all kinds of pleasure, and greed is the thing that will help you satisfy your lust. In other words, you want money because you want your own house. And if you would have your house, probably it could happen. I'm not saying that it will happen, but it could happen that you just lose your spiritual life because you don't will not feel anymore the need to take shelter of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, because you don't need them. You think you don't need them. You think, now I have my house, I have my money, why should I ask Krishna? Some of us will have money and some of us will not have money. This is the result of our past activities. So you cannot eat and not pay. So in some other lives, you did something and you took birth in a situation where money doesn't come much. But at the same time, you had to appreciate what you have. If you ask, what do I have? I've been homeless, I don't have money, I'm sick, etc. What do I have? Well, there are a lot of people, rich and in the best situation, who are not attracted to Krishna consciousness. Well, you do. You are attracted to Krishna consciousness. This is sometimes more valuable than any riches. So as the Bhagavad Gita says, Jayato Vishayam Punsam Sangaste Supa Jayate Sangasan Jayate Kama Kama Krodo Bijayate Krodat Bhavati Sammoha Sammoha Smriti Vibrama Smriti Brahmsha Buddhinasha Buddhinasha Pranashati. This is from the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the verses 62 and 63. You can go and read them. And there is a very scientific explanation. Maybe some other time I can spend some more time to explain these two verses word by word, etc. So that this wonderful scientific principle of human psychology are expressed, that if you just as you say in your letter, obsessed. Here, in the Bhagavad Gita, it says watching. It's the same thing. You're watching with your mind a lot of money, and then you become attached. So whether you don't get them or not, it is an influence, because you are craving for money, and the result in your psyche will be the same, that you get attached. Whether you get it or not, you'll be frustrated. If you get it, then you will be frustrated, because you will understand that you are suffering before having money, and you are suffering having money, and you've always been anxiety to lose it. If you don't get the money, you are frustrated, because, oh, why? I don't have money, I cannot have my own house, etc. So you always feel to be miserable. Different is the thing if you desire money to do devotional service. Like if you say, I have money, I can have my small ashram, then I can invite the devotees, cook some prasadam and have kirtan. If you meditate in this way, which you don't need $100 million, you can have a lot less and have the same. So if you meditate in this way, then it's not so lustful. It's not so binding. You meditate on Krishna, you meditate on how to do devotional service, and this thing is good. But you will see that this $100 million would be very difficult for them to arrive in your life. You had to accept what your past karma is providing you, and trying to best use your time, the money you have for Krishna consciousness. You will see that you will not go homeless again. You cannot go homeless again. The Vaishnava cannot live like a bum in the street. You should be honorable. I told you already this. You should be an honorable person, honorable citizen, which doesn't mean that those who have no house, etc., are not honorable, but especially a Vaishnava, a devotee, should have the minimum. I should have a little room. And to get this room, you just, you know, work, have a job, trying to get the best job possible, and a little room, private room, close to the temple, and you will see. You will see that one day your life will change and will become much better. Hare Krishna.